Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be here with you today on the very first show of 2017. Happy New Year to everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in, whether you are joining us live today or via archive. The lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. So get something nice and cozy to drink and get ready to get the inside scoop for what's coming up for this brand new cycle and for the brand new year. For those of you who are new to the show, Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, Christy, and hello to everyone listening. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2017. Really nice to be doing the first show of the year with you, Christy, and we're moving into futuristic Aquarius, so it's a great time to be looking ahead.
Perfect. Great. Well, I know you have a lot of great information for us, as always. And so I'll let you just go ahead and dive right in.
Okay, that sounds good. And then we also have your angel messages coming, so I'm very excited about that. But I will take the baton for a moment here, a few moments, and just give everybody a good overview. So the sun on the 19th moves into the 11th sign in astrology called Aquarius. Aquarius is a fixed, meaning stable, air sign. So this is ideas, mental activity, communication, and its ruling planet is Uranus. So associated with being original, unusual, the person who literally moves to the beat of a different drum, energy. And so there's a real opportunity to see things from a radically different perspective. And the other thing is, because it's the 11th sign, it rules the 11th house, which is communities, humanitarian issues, and collaboration. So one of the aspects we can look at is, again, and I like how that, you know, really for about 2 months a year between Aquarius and Pisces, we have energies that really talk about stepping back out of our own lives, looking at life more holistically and those around us, trying to take it all into consideration, and, you know, then kind of moving with that added to our perspective. So I think about like the eagle who, you know, can see from such a high vantage point. And so that's in there. And then more specifically with regard to where the planets are in the sky right now and what energy, you know, Aquarius, the sun in Aquarius, and much later in the cycle, Mercury in Aquarius, how are they going to interact with where all the other planets are right now? So we have Jupiter in Libra, a fellow air sign. So we always look for the nice signs, or at least I do. I'm an optimistic. So I look for the good stuff, right? And then we also, to begin with, we have Uranus and Saturn in fire signs. Now, those make nice angles. They are the sextiles on either side, you know, one planet over in each way, or one sign over, from the planets moving through Aquarius. And that's a positive. So we have a lot of outgoing energy, and that's actually going to strengthen during this cycle. So there are two really big trends that I see when I look at the charts. And what I do is I pull them from the beginning of the cycle, run them all the way through, and I say, what are these planets up to? So this cycle marks a big sea change on a couple of levels. One, we really start getting more of the cardinal energy activated because Mars, all of our energy, and Venus, which rules Libra. Let me get those you guys straight. Venus moves into Aries after Mars does. It's not only a fire sign, so we're strengthening that fire aspect where we already have Uranus in Aries and Saturn in Sagittarius in that trine, but it's a cardinal. So it means we come out of this sort of, you know, gentle but kind of sleepy Pisces energy where everything's been for so long. And I won't even rehash how much, you know, mutable energy we've been in. That was the story last year. It's the dominant story. And you really started to pull out of that. You know, the challenging aspect is that the planets and the cardinal signs square one another in terms of the ones in Aries will square Pluto, which will remain in Capricorn, and they will oppose Jupiter opposite them in Libra. So these are definitely angles that create a tension. But what I like about the cardinal energy as opposed to the mutable or such a dominance as mutable. Mutable was all release what's not working, detoxify, clear. And you know, we still have some of that in here, you know, with Saturn and Sag and Neptune and Pisces. Those will be with us through the rest of the year. Well, Saturn is at the very end of the year. But the idea is they just having us release. And we're just, oh my God, the whole, you know, we've cleansed everything. So at least with these planets now beginning to move into cardinal energy, and that Venus one is going to be particularly long because it's preparing for a Venus retrograde that will start at the beginning of March, the 4th of March to the 15th of April. It'll dip back into Pisces a little, but most of that retrograde, most of the time, is going to be in Aries. So we have a longer stay than usual for Venus in that fire sign. So this is going to enliven us, invigorate us, get us motivated, kind of off the couch.
Nice.
We can think of Pisces as being a little, you know, a little bit of a couch potato in a good way, to relax and chill out, which of course, you know, we need time for. Aries is when we just say, you know what, ready to, you know, do stuff, roll up our sleeves and get started. And so then you add the fire element, you know, on top of that, that's going to be receiving so much support. I mean, can you imagine Mars and Venus, Christy, are going to be connecting with Uranus?
It's
like hitting the live wire. I mean, that is definitely flipping the switch. And Mercury will go in there. I believe it's mid-March. It goes into Aries as well. And, of course, then the Sun at spring equinox. So we have a lot of a shift moving away from the mutable right now, starting to venture into the fire energy, including building up to the year's first eclipse that will be in Leo on the 10th of February. So those are some of the things I you know, kind of wanted to prepare people for, is that you were going to start to feel the big shift about where things are going in the year. But I know you have a lot of messages from Archangel Michael. We actually talked today, unusually, before the show. Because I was like, I see which angel is coming. We need one. I'm excited for what you have to share, and then we can, you know, get a little more detail on the cycle ahead.
Great, thank you. Yes, so our message today is from Archangel Michael. And for those of you who may be newer to working with angels, I just like to preface this by saying that they are non-denominational beings of light who support everyone who feels guided to work with them. So that means you don't have to be participating or a member of any particular group or belief system. Angels are available to work with everyone equally. And today we have messages from Archangel Michael, whose name means he who is like God. And Michael's energy is very strong and powerful, and when you work with him, a lot of people report feeling very warm or even hot in nature because the energy is so strong. Michael helps us to let go of fear while clearing away blocks from our path, and he also helps to clear away planetary fears as well. He knows all of our life purpose and supports us in lining up with it, remembering it, and increasing our confidence, clarity, and compassion to support us in moving forward fearlessly on our particular path. He's also known as Super Angel, and he, like all angels, works with everyone and anyone who feels guided to work with him. And his energy is represented by a beautiful, deep, royal purple, indigo blue, and sometimes the light has little golden sparkles in it. Okay, so his message for us today is, this is a time of great change, and like an animal who makes tunnels, burrows, or disrupts things above ground while creating their world underground, there are a lot of shifts and adjustments that are happening right now. And I saw a clear image of a gopher creating havoc in someone's backyard and garden. And I saw the homeowner trip and twist their ankle because they fell into an unseen hole in the backyard that the gopher had tunneled, and neither of them were aware of the other one. Excuse me. And he goes on to say, it's important to spend time going at your own pace without trying to rush or push too fast. As you honor the rhythm that's naturally right for you, everything else begins to line up. If you try to do more than your energy allows, you miss things and then create more challenges for yourself. Because of the changes and shifts that are happening right now, there's a lot of fear, energy, and tension happening all over the planet. You may be more impacted by this global energy than you're aware. It's imperative that you're taking good care of yourself, resting when you feel guided, and that you're filling yourself back up at the end of each day. Don't allow yourself to become depleted or overwhelmed. Create quiet space and a quiet place for yourself so you can clear your mind, body, and energy. If you're feeling overwhelmed, experiencing any night terrors or other stressful situations, please remember to ask for help. I want to support you in feeling like your true self and will gladly wipe away the residues from the tension, stress, and fear from you, your home, and your life. Light workers who are being called to anchor light during their dream time and to work during their daytime, please make sure that you're taking extra care to rest and clear. Your work is very important, but so are you. Please ask for my help so that we can create a healthy balance between rest and work. Trust yourself and your body. Honor your rhythm at this time. Make time to get outside into nature and release anything that's no longer serving you or your life purpose. This is a time to let go of distractions and get crystal clear about what it is you really want. Your laser-sharp focus will help you in moving toward the dreams you have for yourself this year, while also supporting you in bringing light and love to the planet every single day. You're not alone. Please remember to ask for help and support from your angels and from me. And that's what I have for this cycle.
Wow. Wow. Very nice. I mean, just, and that Archangel Michael energy for people, you know, again, they can bring it in. I do a lot of just light, literally, like I call it maybe light therapy, but just if you guys, you know, you buy those candle holders that are colored, you know, buying a cobalt blue or a deep blue one and putting a candle in that, or if you have the bulbs that change colors, is a great way to bring that blue ray of Archangel Michael, you know, into your physical realm and to bring the energies of the peace and the calm of blue, you know, oddly enough, wearing blue colors, you know, just things to bring it in. But I agree that, and it works so well, as usual, because it always does, right? with where the planets are right now, while Mars will move on the 28th and Venus will move on February 3rd, that still gives us another 10 days of Mars hitting the strongest aspects in Pisces, and the South Node and Neptune and Chiron are all still there. So Christy's message about rest and move forward, I feel like this is something we're getting a grip on in this cycle. Because Mercury also stays back in Capricorn, you know, that inward energy for most of the cycle. It doesn't move until the 7th of February. So we still have that opportunity to pull inward when we need to and then move when we have the energy. And it's exactly that Pisces sensitivity. I feel like that's our gut or our intuition guiding us when we can just feel something is either off or not the right time, like we're pushing the river kind of thing. And I heard a message from Archangel Michael about not doing that. I think is so important to move with these energies because, yes, we can make forward progress, but I feel and sense the same thing you're talking about, Christy. I've gotten a message several times of, you know, not only the Rome was built today, but trying to throw get too many plates spinning in the air is like a good way to crash all the flatware as the dishes. So you guys, you know, we have all year ahead, and what the Aquarian aspect is asking us to do is you know, step out of our norm, look at everything, kind of analyze all the moving parts, and then think of different combinations and ways of putting them together. But using this Pisces energy while it's here, because with that eclipse that's coming up, one of the eclipses we have is in the fire, and then we get the last one in the next cycle that's along that mutable energy. So when we get the eclipse on the 10th with the moon, it's a full moon eclipse. So that is a solar eclipse, if I'm not getting those confused. But it is, it's going to be bookended by a huge total eclipse in August at the very end of the Leo cycle. And Mars will be in Leo by then. So these fire energies, you know, we're going to have fire sustaining us, you know, a lot of the year. And the Aquarian energy helps us look at that whole year. So as you guys are looking at your calendar, and I was talking to a client the other day, and we were laughing about how this year, it wasn't that one thing kind of after the other, like last year when the planets just piled up on retrogrades right at the beginning, but it's been more like, you know, half the people were off the first week of the year. Then there was sort of that 1 week back of like, we're back to work. And then there's always the Martin Luther King holidays. And we're like, wow, now it's already like towards the end of January. Where does this month go? Looking at your year and feeling like, wow, that got off to not so much a wonky start, but it just, you know, didn't come charging out of the gate. That's perfectly fine. This Aquarian cycle, I feel like this is when a lot of your visionary instincts and ideas will start to crystallize. You know, there's plenty of time, and this Aquarian perspective allows you to look ahead in a very broad way, and it really encourages you to do that. But in the short term, you know, letting your body be the clairsentient guidance via all the Pisces energy of feeling your way through. And, you know, and like Christy and I, we talk a lot, you know, outside of the show, but if you're not, I just want to tell listeners, you know, you're not being a weirdo if you're, quote, supposed to go get the grocery shopping done and you just feel like, no, that place will just suck me dry. It's okay to order in that night, or do your, you know, so many of the stores have the service where they do the shopping for you now. So, you know, taking extra good care of yourself. And another kind of unrelated to astrology message, but I got it this morning. I thought, well, yay, I'm going on Christy's show. With Aquarius being the 11th sign, I was told to let you guys know that it is, you see one, you know, when you look around and just all of a sudden it's 1-1-1 on the clock, or it just comes up. That's the angels and guides pointing to new beginnings that are coming through for you. I don't know if you've been getting that, Christy.
Yes, definitely. I see it on my phone all the time.
Wow. Yeah, I just, there's like the ones are coming through. So, you know, we really have the whole year to put this together. Now, the other things that I want to, some other dates I'll give you guys that are important in this cycle is we have a new moon, and you guys know I love those new moons, and it's coming pretty early. It's coming on the 27th, which is a week from Friday. We're live on the 18th as we're doing this show. So new moons are always a good time for two things. One, literally doing all that clearing that Christy's talking about, you know, and this can be in your physical house, staging, your sea salt baths, all of those things that we release with the dark moon. And then we set intentions with the new moon. And with this one, we'll just be past the shadow of the last Mercury retrograde, and we'll be right in that very final degree of Mars in Pisces. So, you know, there is a real clearing and ending kind of quality to it. And again, the next day with Mars coming home to Aries, you guys really, I think, will start to see some things coming online, things that were sort of floating around, or there was a piece of this here and a piece of that there. With Mars in Aries, you'll really start to feel your momentum and your enthusiasm for things coming back online, instead of the kind of indecisive energy, you know, that's been there and it's been here for rest. But I think that's going to be a big date. And then again, on the 3rd of February, just a few days after that, we get Venus moving in there and into Aries. So again, this is an energy, it's what we value. And again, another very productive time, because again, with it getting set for a retrograde, it does that about every 18 months. So a lot of people really say, you know, big purchases and things like that are a no-no during a Venus retrograde. And we are going to, I just want to make sure I'm clear, we are having on the 5th, Jupiter turning retrograde. Now, that happens every year, so it's nothing to worry about. But because it's happening at the same time as a Venus retrograde, I would be careful, especially March 4th through April 15th, about any large purchases. And I'm, you know, not trying to be a cookbook astrologer, but, you know, those are sort of the money planets. And with both of them retrograde, you know, it's just a good thing to be aware of. And so if things are a little slower, or you're kind of contemplating something good, waiting for that to clear is, you know, definitely help, you know, it can't hurt, you know. Like I said, and then on the 7th, it's going to be Mercury joining the sun in Aquarius, so it's kind of late to the game. This year it's usually closer, but it's, again, coming out of that retrograde shadow. You know, so there's a nice period in here to get a lot done in early February through the end of February. I feel like it's going to be really productive, you guys. So whatever some launches that people are doing, or new ventures, really good time to get those done. The first 3 weeks of February, I would say, and then of course the sun will move back into Pisces and bring on a little more of the mutable. But the last thing I want to cover on those moons is, you guys, you know, the story of the mutable things has been with us. Well, what's happening this year is the eclipses shift from Pisces Virgo, that axis, those are opposite signs, to Leo Aquarius. So those are fixed signs. So this is some stabilizing energy, and the nodes of the moon do the same. So again, where we had this absolutely weighted energy last year, including Jupiter in the mutable, you know, again, that's moved on. It's now in a cardinal. Now with this cycle coming in, and not only the shifts of Venus and Mars, but those lunar aspects, those are really big, because that cycle stays for another 18 months. And the last thing that I wanted to, and the thing that it sets us up for, which is, you know, definitely something I want to cover real quickly, you know, Aquarius has us really look ahead. So we know at the end of the year, Saturn is going to get out of the mutable, and into the fixed cardinal, cardinal earth sign of Capricorn. And remember, our earth signs are building things, construction, solidity, all of that. And it's going to connect with Pluto, which is big. But in 2018, May of 2018, which is literally pretty close, wild Uranus moves into Taurus, our second earth sign, a fixed earth sign. And it's a weird kind of placement for Uranus. But I like that we are going to have the two heaviest hitters or biggest, you know, two of the big three in earth signs. So a lot of what you're doing now, there will be fertile ground or a time of fruition, supportive earth energies in the, if you can look ahead, not only towards the end of the year, but by the middle of next year. And so all this fire that's coming in and passion and even the cardinals coming in to move us and motivate us, I feel like, you know, paying attention to those and moving with those to create what we want to solidify and sort of bear fruit in that much longer picture. So,
wonderful.
So that's kind of the feel.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. That's so much amazing information, not only for the cycle, but giving us such a beautiful overview going out, and to see how the things we're doing right now with all of these beautiful like alignments and connections that are coming up are really going to allow us to gain traction and really see all of our hard work come to fruition, looking all the way out into really not, like you said, not that far into 2018. So, oh my goodness, it's very exciting, and it feels good knowing that those big shifts are coming. Thank you so much for taking so much time to prepare for our show, as always, so that we can get so much information about what's coming up. I really appreciate having you here. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, and thank you for the angel messages. We really need that help and, you know, your support in that way.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show, and you have so many other amazing things to offer listeners, and I want to make sure that people know how to connect with you for a session and all that great stuff you have going on.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I'll be real quick. So ElizabethOracle.co, that's Elizabeth with an S, Oracle.co, and I'm celebrating 5 years in business, so there's 5 free minutes with any reading packages for a whole month while the sun is in Aquarius. If you've been thinking about getting a reading, you know, come celebrate and get 5 free minutes with any package, and you can find out all the other stuff, the videos, the newsletter, all that good stuff at ElizabethOracle.co.
Yay, happy 5th birthday. That's so exciting. Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And for those of you who feel guided to work with me, you can come to my website, which is ChristyMAyala.com, Christy with a K, and you can opt in for a free newsletter and receive a free download, as well as a reduced price on your first session. And we want to thank you all so much for joining us today, and we're wishing you a great week and sending you lots of love and many blessings. Thank you so much.